Hi, I'm Steve Todd, and you're listening to Musicians FAQ, a radio program focused on learning more about the musicians that are entertaining you around Waterloo Region. We're featuring your favorite local singer, guitar player, or drummer, learning how they got started, influences, funny stories about past gigs, and upcoming performances. You'll also hear some great recordings of their work. In addition, we'll be learning about others in the music industry that are helping to maintain a vibrant music scene. This is Musicians FAQ. Chaparral's doing a live version of the Eddie Raven classic, Heart on the Line. Good morning, it's Steve Todd, and thanks a lot for listening to Musicians FAQ. This is part two of our conversation with Earl and Greg Fries. In part one, we went way back to the early days of Earl's career, how the Chaparral's got started, life and adventures on the road. So this episode picks up when Greg and his two brothers and sisters join the Chaparral's. We're going to hear quite a bit of music over the next hour from a live recording that was made in Elmira in 2019. It's part of the Sunday Night Concert Series. It was put on by Lance Rusworm, and we're going to be hearing several other people that helped out with the band, including Paul Cable, Grant Haywood, Gary Moser, Doug Dietrich, and Daryl Beam. Let's start the conversation with Greg Fries when he joined the band.
So I was the first one to join with Dad, and it was me, Dad, and Freddie.
Freddie, yeah.
Emerson. Okay. Yeah, and then Guy joined.
Yeah.
And then Todd joined.
Yeah.
And then he brought Sharon in.
Yeah. Wow, okay. So it's like almost like a six-piece band or something then at that point then? Or
no, what? We were five.
Five-piece?
Five. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we were five.
That's great.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Holy moly.
Yeah, we used to pack that Stampede Corral.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah.
I think we still hold the record for that place.
Yeah,
for
really?
One day sales.
Okay.
Yeah, they locked the door for the matinee and they locked the door at nighttime too.
Well, I remember talking to Gary Fady, and he played there in the...
Fady, yeah.
Yeah, maybe in the 80s or the 90s. But he said there used to be buses, like buses would pull up in the, on the matinee. Like that's how busy it was.
Yeah, yeah, just nuts.
Yeah.
Just nuts.
Yeah, we used to have that place full from noon hour till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, you're kidding, yeah. It was just a fun place.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd keep the doors locked and just if it was like COVID now. Three people walked out, then they'd let three people back
yep.
in. Yeah, that's the way they were there. Yeah, yeah. We just jammed that place. Oh,
that's
my
great.
God. Yeah. Yeah, that was so that was Thursday, Friday, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night.
Yeah.
We played. Then we all had daytime jobs. I was a salesman, Dad was a trucker for Cook Transport, working local. Guy was working at NCR, and Todd was working for Jerry's Canteen when we started.
Oh, wow, okay. A lot of those jobs, like trucking and everything, you're probably up at 5:30 in the morning. Then.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's and then stuck down the traffic in Toronto at 6 o'clock, just about losing your mind.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got to play at night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, it was lots of fun, and like I said, I don't know how I ever got to the age of 85, but here I am.
Good for you. Okay, lots of that's a good story.
Still singing. Yeah, talking about live shows, I remember when we used to play the Stampede Ranch in Guelph, and CKGL used to come and do a live show there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was good. And the production of it was
really okay.
Yeah, fabulous.
It was
they'd
good.
Patch right, come right in, patch right into the back of our PA system.
Okay. So they had like a 1 hour show, or they would just, it would just keep cutting in
yeah,
and
they'd,
out?
Yeah, they'd do the show, and then we'd take a break, and then they'd take us out back and...
interviewers.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was different. It was probably totally packed, too. I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But the quality was excellent.
That's great they did that, though.
Just be a friend without her. Just because I spoke her name somewhere. Just because I'm not the happy guy I used to be. She thinks I still care. Just because crazy. Where the memory of her lingers everywhere. Just because I saw her night when all the pieces she thinks I still care. Happy thinking, I still need her. Oh, that path, silly notion, but a dear. Oh, how would she ever be so foolish? Oh, well, could you get such an idea. Just because I am
saw her then were all the pieces. She thinks I still care.
Dougie Dietrich on steel guitar.
I still need her. Then let the silly note regime. Oh, how would she ever be so foolish? Or where could she get such an idea? Just because I'm a friend of my own. Just because I spoke her name somewhere. Just because I saw her there when all the pieces.
So you guys were doing the, kind of an open jam or an open mic where people could get up and...
At the Naval Club?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, anybody would... Like, if I seen you out in the crowd, yeah. I'd say, Todd, do you want to come up and do a couple? You know, yeah. Always. We... It didn't turn into Tiny Talent Time, but all the regular people that like to get up with us were always there, and they always brought a crowd with them, too, you know, so...
And you probably had some really good local talent, too, I'm sure.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, some of them used to embarrass me.
Yeah. So you had the, did you have some of the Wright family as well? For that?
We had Willie and his daughter, Caitlin, and his son playing drums. A heck of a drummer, and she has just turned out to be one heck of a fiddle player.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if you've heard
her. Yeah, I've seen her, and I can't think of his name, Brian.
Yeah,
I've seen them as a
their
duo.
Uncle, yeah.
Yeah, they were fantastic.
Yeah. She and her aunt plays Wendy. She's a good fiddle player too. But this Caitlin, Willie's daughter.
Okay.
It was hard to get her into the band because she had never taken a lead or a break by herself.
And
we pushed her. You know, she'd look at me and she was just kind of in the background doing a little bit of stuff, and I'd do a lead or a break, and then I'd look at her, and she'd go, and I'd go, and then she'd go, and it wasn't perfect, but I'm going to tell you, that kid come along, we just kept kicking her and kicking her,
and once
and same as her brother playing drums,
he turned out
to be a fabulous drummer, and he really put his nose to the grindstone when he started. I remember Dad saying, well, you know what, do you want to bring that kid in here, you know, jeepers, creepers, you know, people are coming out to hear us play, and it's, you know, we all started like that. Let's give the little guy a chance.
Yeah, for sure.
And man,
didn't take him long.
Yeah. You know, he took the bull by the horns. He wrote down the songs that we were doing. He went to a drum teacher and said, I want to learn how to play these songs. And he just kept getting better and
better.
And now he's not playing at all.
Oh, really?
Which is really a shame.
Yeah.
Because he is a good drummer, but now he's working for Zook and as a plumber.
Okay.
Well, right now, I imagine the musicians are going crazy.
Oh, a lot of people are
so sad. We are.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's something that, so you probably did that, that was once a month, I think, right? The
yeah.
Naval Club?
Yeah.
But you look forward to that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Third Saturday of every,
yep.
Starting in, we started in September, and we didn't do one in Christmas time in December. We let that one go so for family times and such, you know,
for sure.
And then we ran till April. Yeah.
Okay.
And the place was always packed.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, that's a nice hall.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they have good food, too.
That helped.
Yeah.
That helped. That's for sure.
And I think you also had Gary Moser on. Was he doing piano?
Gary's playing he's playing keyboards for us.
Yeah.
And we got Roddy Dietrich playing drums.
Okay, great.
Yeah. And we got Paulie Cable.
Yep.
He's the front man.
Okay.
And Dad's, we get Dad up to do, you know, 10 songs.
Okay, yep.
And then another 10 songs.
That's good, good.
And,
well, Gary, he's our cousin.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's related.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
His mother
was a good one.
And Dad's mother was a good one.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And we got Daryl Beam playing bass. You've probably seen his house 1,000 times. You come off the ramp if you're going to go to Petersburg from Kitchener, and you come off the ramp and you see this house that's got a wheelbarrow there for the last 35 years. That's Daryl's house.
Okay.
And, yeah. And he's got a ladder leaning up against the against the back. That's the aerial for the TV.
Oh, you're kidding. Yeah. What, has he got wires up there for
you?
Good for him. Well, it works. Whatever works to get the channels.
Yep.
You know Daryl?
I don't think maybe if I saw him, but...
Oh, he's a great player. He plays bass. He plays a little bit of mandolin. He plays flat top. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Well, he used to be...
He used to be one of the guys that come out to get up and sing with us.
Okay.
Then we finally hired him.
That's great. Okay.
Because Wayne Diebold actually played bass for us.
Yeah, and he's up in... By Wyerton or something, isn't he?
He's
or?
Down east with Woody.
Oh, he did. He moved there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he sold everything and down
good.
There.
Okay.
So Melissa played fiddle for us also.
Oh, really?
When we first started at the Rock and Gun.
Yeah.
And she's clean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a fiddle player.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'll tell you that little Caitlin, she's right there.
That's good.
She's right there. And Travis is her brother that played drums. He's right there, too.
Right, here's another recording from the Elmira 2019 Sunday Night Concert Series. So here's Paul Cable, and he's singing Folsom Prison Blues. So he's doing vocals and acoustic. We got Grant Haywood on the drums. Gary Moser is playing the piano. Doug Dietrich is doing the pedal steel. Daryl Beam is on the bass. And Greg Fries is playing lead guitar.
Hear that train a-comin', rollin' down the pedal. I ain't seen no sunshine since I don't know when. Well, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, time keeps dragging on. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and I cry. I was just a young boy, but mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. Shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. But that train keeps moving, that's what tortures me. From this prison, that railroad train of mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I long to be. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. Well, I bet this rich folks eat in a fancy dining car, got the drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I knew I had it coming, I know I can't be free. but that train keeps moving on down to San Antonio.
Take her home, buddy.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, let's just hope that this all blows over, and because I'll tell you, my fingers are wanting to go back. They are so stiffed up. I'll tell you, did a couple of little things, and bought another new guitar, and I don't know why. Oh. But
apparently, this 2020, they've sold more guitars this year because everybody's on. Yeah, because people are going
nuts. I thought it'd be the other way around. That people that have no money.
Yeah, that and campers.
Yeah, I've been actually selling guitars. I finally cleaning up the closets because I've had guitars that I don't play, and I think everybody else is doing the same. The market for buying and selling is crazy too.
Yeah. Hopefully when this is all over, we can all get back at her again. That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure, definitely.
Because life isn't the same. Mm-hmm. Not for us. Yeah, not for anybody. Even the people that come out, like we got people are just the older folks that we see, and they're just, you can see the tears in their eyes. They want something to do, and it's not going to the mall.
Yeah,
it's getting out and listening to some good old country music.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of friends they'll be at the gate when them doors open, let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, like I was saying to you on the phone yesterday, I played a party in the summer, and it was a full band with a PA, and it was so great to just, like, hear the drums and the bass behind me, like, loud. Yeah. And I couldn't believe that feeling, because I'm so used to playing on my front porch with just my acoustic.
Yeah.
And to go from that to standing on a stage and just, I don't think I missed that until I was there.
Yeah, right on.
Well, hopefully this COVID will end. We can start some of these things again.
That right. Yeah. Holy moly. And not, you know, for us, it's tough, but most of our crowd was, 65 to 80.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people younger also, but the bulk of the crowd were the older ones.
Yeah.
And we don't do any fancy stuff. We just do what they want to hear. But that was their week out.
Oh, yeah.
To come out and dance. There's people that never danced for years that come out, and now they were dancing again.
Yes. Which
was so nice to see. That was our payment. That was my payment at the Rod and Gun. And I told Paul that when I first started with Paul Cable. I said, the money's got nothing to do with it. Let's help the club out, make some money, and get some of these old folks coming out and having a good old time the way they used to.
That kind of reminds me of like seniors' homes. I don't know if you've ever played the homes.
Yeah, I know. I have. Yeah.
And same thing. Like, they just love it.
I did the one in France where I have, trouble.
Sunnyside. The Sunnyside, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
With Mal Kitchen.
Oh, okay, yeah. I've never met him. I know Rick very well.
Yeah.
But Mal, he's still, I think he still did a fair bit, too.
Well, he probably is, knowing Mal.
Yeah.
Well, Mal would be,
he'd be,
I think he's 2 years older than I am. So Mal would be about 87.
Yeah.
Still living her.
Okay. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they, when you play a senior's home, it's they really appreciate the music.
And, Yeah. You know, your payment is seeing some poor, elderly person that can't walk or can hardly talk. They're in a wheelchair, and you see their hands.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Boy, that's payment right there.
Yeah.
For me, it would be.
Oh yeah. Well, I've seen people that are, I think, like, I don't even know if they're awake. Their head's straight back. But they're still moving their hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said a few times, I said, I'm going to have to sing more upbeat songs because I'm singing them to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's good for you.
I did. Oh, for about 2 years.
Some stuff with
Mal.
Yep.
And I don't know what happened, but
You should have continued. I think it's like going to church. It gives you a good feeling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was.
Oh, I used to enjoy.
Yeah.
Seeing the people.
Yeah. And me and Dad have played lots of churches.
Yeah.
Together.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Funerals and such. You know, not a good thing to talk about, but people have asked us, and we've done probably, I don't know, 10 or 15. Yeah.
That's great.
For sure, which I figure it's an honor.
Oh, yeah.
If they'd even ask, but yeah.
Yeah, our favorite funeral song is Why Me, Lord.
Yeah.
Why Me, Lord. Okay. Yeah. I don't think I've ever...
Chris Christopherson.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll check that out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why Me, Lord, what have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? That's a great song.
I'll check that out.
That's a great song.
Oh, it's a good song.
Yeah.
We used to do this song, I would say, back, how old was Doug at the time? I would say Dougie would be maybe 12, 13 at the very most. And this, he started learning steel. And I used to go over to his dad's place. And we used to sit there Sunday mornings and drink beer. Or, you're right. And Doug used to always want me to do this song. Don't you ever get tired of hurting me.
I'm Grant Haywood from Wellesley, Ontario, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo.ca.
Our chaparral days of our group, sure. But you know, there's not a whole bunch. We just, you know, we did a ton of dances that were, and we were in such great demand on, you know, baseball dances and hockey dances. I remember we didn't own, but we sponsored a hockey team called the Chaparrals, of course.
Really? Okay.
And they used to play in Heidelberg Sunday mornings. And if we weren't playing, the band was, or the hockey team was playing, of course. And it drew a full house to watch the Chaparral hockey team playing.
Okay.
It was just a blast. When they knew we were playing Sunday mornings early, they'd buy an extra two or three cases of hamburgers, because hamburgers and fried onions were a big item for 8 o'clock breakfast on a Sunday morning after a tough Saturday night. Eh? I used to bring anywhere from 10 to 12 cases of beer in duffel bags, put in my car overnight to keep, get them cold, and they went into the dressing room. And then after the game, all the fans come in.
Oh, you're kidding.
And we charged, I think back then, a buck a beer.
Yeah.
And that paid for the ice time, and it paid for the guys' uniforms. We had a couple of hockey players that came from out of town. We paid for the gas.
Oh,
we used to just have a freaking ball. Sunday mornings was just, you know, no offense, Lord, but it was our church for sure.
But and all, when you say early Sunday, how early is it?
8 o'clock.
Oh, okay. And but you played the night before till 3 in the morning.
Oh yeah. It was something. But we always made sure that there was cold beer for the boys.
Oh jeez.
Yeah, we had a heck of a lot of fun with that. But we did a lot of dances. But that one that we did for the ball teams out at the Bridgeport Rod and Gun, the one year, it was just packed. Oh, it was packed. Just jammed. So we had it out there again the next year, same week. And Billy Schmidt was our hockey coach. He went and got the tickets printed. But he forgot how many he printed. The hall only holds 300 people.
Okay, yeah.
He couldn't remember how many he printed, but he knew it was more than 300. Well, nearby about 8, we started at 9. By 8:30, there was people out in the parking lot giving their money back to people that were coming in because it was overfilled.
Okay, yeah.
And he had to give the money back for tickets because he'd sold over 400 and didn't know it. So then the next year we did the dance again. Well, hardly anybody showed up because I remember Dad sitting in the hall, and he was sitting in a chair that you could see right out the double doors and up the road that come into the Rod and Gun, waiting for cars to come.
Oh, jeez.
Everybody was shell-shocked because of what happened the year
That's
before.
Too bad.
Yeah, it was too bad.
Yeah. Yeah, dances are a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun at dances.
Yep.
We used to do the Knights of Columbus and Cambridge. That was always a great seller, a good sellout. And, of course, St. Clemens was always good.
Yeah.
Stampede Corral, we played two bars in Cambridge. And Dad always had a rule that if we played your bar, we won't play the other bar.
Yeah.
And a good example was the Stampede Corral. And Tommy.
Okay, Tommy's place.
Tommy. Not Tommy's place, but the one that he had on Weber Street.
Oh, TJ's.
TJ's.
Yeah, yeah.
He came right to the bar, and he wanted to hire us at the Stampede Corral after we were done playing. And Dad says, no. He says, as long as we're playing here, we won't play there. And that was a good rule, because then you didn't, you know, steal customers.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, a lot of the places we were playing, of course, they appreciated that. So thanks a lot, you know, because we don't want to have off weeks either. And there was the same thing in Cambridge. We had the Grand River, and the one was the one up the street. We're in walking distance.
Yeah.
Anyways, we wouldn't play. We'd play either one or the other until the one didn't want us anymore or sold or whatever.
Yeah.
And we did play both of them, though.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here's Lance Rustworm singing lead on the next song, 6 Days on the Road by Dave Dudley. Lance should be commended for organizing the Sunday Night Concert Series. It was a free event in Elmira that would draw hundreds of people each Sunday night throughout the summer to enjoy really good local talent. I've had the pleasure of playing a few times at this event with Diane and the Cavaliers and couldn't believe the appreciative crowd. We can only hope that this type of event can happen again in the future once COVID-19 is under control.
Pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down at Eastern Seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a rolling like I never before. Now there's a speed sign ahead, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears and the Georgian overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. Oh, well, I just passed a Jimmy and a white. I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. And yet it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Checking on and down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. Yeah, but nothing bothers me tonight. I just dodged all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Yeah, my rig is old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from the stack and the smoke's blowing black as coal. Oh, well, my hometown's coming in sight. Hey, if you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
I'm Tim Hollinger from Pasadena, Newfoundland, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS, RadioWaterloo.ca.
Hey, just want to let you know that Musicians FAQ will be trying to feature local musicians playing their favorite Christmas songs during the month of December. I've reached out to several of our past guests featured on this radio program and asked them to submit songs for the show. Paul Schultz and myself also hosted a Christmas party last year with several performers at the Ridge Social Eatery in Roseville, and some of those recordings will likely be rebroadcast this December. So stay tuned Mondays at 10 a.m. on 102.7 CKMS for lots of Christmas music by your favorite local performers. Let's return to today's conversation with Earl and Greg Fries, where they reminisce about how they used to try to keep the live music going and not take breaks in order to keep people dancing and socializing and not leave the bar.
But we had to learn, we had to play like Paul Weber did. Don't stop playing. Because as soon as you stop for a break, people would up the street to the next.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because thinking there's music there. And then when they go on break, then they'd all come back, you know. So you got to do what Paul Weber did. And I think that's such a great...
He just
keep on going, you know.
I did that one with one band. A couple of guys would leave just to... get drinks or go to the bathroom or something, but the rest of the band would keep on playing.
Yeah,
and then they would come back, and then those other guys would leave. So there was you still got a break, but there was always music going on.
Yeah,
so crazy.
Yeah, Paul, I've played out with Paul a few times,
and
hopefully he gets back open to get a chance to do it again because it's a lot of fun. I enjoy playing with him, but he said, I don't know how you can drink so much beer and not stop playing. I said, well, I'm up here to you until you stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever, were you doing the Thursday night jams?
No, stuff, I never did because I would call that a school night for me.
Okay.
I got to be in bed early because I get up at 5 in the morning.
Okay, yeah.
So no, I never did. George is out there doing it, which is great. But no, I'd go out on a Friday or Saturday night. We'd been out there. Played out there and I got... pictures on my phone from that.
Okay,
that was the biggest.
That's a great place to go. Yeah,
that was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and again, he had to turn people away, which was really sad. But you can only put so many in there.
Yep.
I think it's the first time he ever had a chain across the door.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, they're coming up the steps there. He had a big chain there.
Okay.
And it wasn't being opened because the place was full.
Yeah.
Just jammed.
Yeah, it's a shame. And now, you know, with capacity.
Yeah, we did that on a. It was Easter weekend, and they weren't open Good Friday, and we played the Saturday night. My brother Guy was up because he lives in Georgia now.
Oh, really?
And he came up for that. And,
okay.
Boy, we had a We had a lot of fun. We had Dougie Dietrich playing steel for us.
Wow. Okay, great. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a pretty hot band.
Good band.
And we were all pretty hot still.
Yeah.
And it was a good night.
Now, talking about Dougie Dietrich, when he was a kid, I knew his dad very well.
Yeah.
And I used to go over to his place on Sunday mornings or Sunday afternoon and sing so Doug could play steel in behind me.
Wow, okay.
I did that for 2 years, I think.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Every Sunday afternoon for a couple of hours.
Yeah. He's done a lot of music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Doug played on... he played the Heidelberg with already.
Okay.
And he played the Elmira shows 3 years in a row with us all.
No, what, oh, you mean by Elmira, you mean the gazebo?
Yeah.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, that's, I think the last time we played there would have been last year. They figured it was close to 1,000 people.
Yeah, well, no, the 1 year we did it with Diane's band, I couldn't believe the number of people.
Just, where did they put them? I just, unreal.
Yeah, that one side road is, they closed it off.
Or, yep.
And there was people sitting
yeah,
on
yeah, four deep in lawn chairs.
Oh, yeah.
And, something else.
Yep.
But what there's another thing that's all older people, you know, and it's good to see them with their top. And
yep.
The reception that you get back from them is next to none.
Yep.
So, yeah, we always had Grant. Grant played drums for us.
Okay, yeah.
And Dougie on steel, myself great. On lead.
Oh, I wish I would have known all you guys. Well, I would have known you. I didn't know Grant back then. But
And Gary on keyboards.
Yep.
And Daryl on bass.
Good.
And then we had Paulie Cable
opening
up for Dad.
Okay.
He'd do two or three songs, and then Dad would do the show and have a break. And then either my kids, Dwayne and Tanya, would get up and play the next couple of opening songs, and then Dad would get up again.
Great. Okay.
Yeah, my daughter and my son-in-law, they got a little duo that they play at the Idolwise.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
And what do they call themselves then?
I think they're calling themselves the Kings. Yeah, because that's their last
great.
Name.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Tanya's come a long way singing, and Dwayne's, he sings well, and they want me to jump in.
Yeah,
with
for sure.
And I said I would.
Yeah.
If this thing gets going, I said I'll help mode. I'll play lead for
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, I'm getting close. I mean, I'll be 65 next year, and I'm looking for something maybe. I think I'll keep trucking, because I like doing that.
Yep. Yeah, just pick the right routes.
Yeah,
the right
I'm local now, so I don't go across the pond no more.
Yeah.
So.
Who do you work for then?
A place called Three for the Road.
Okay, I never heard that.
Yeah, I've been there like 9 years
really?
With him.
Okay.
Yeah. I come off the highway. He called me up. I bought my first truck from him. That was back in the 90s. And he called me up, and I was down in the States. And he says, you know any owner-operators would like to come work for me? And I said, well, there's no money working local. And he said, you'd be surprised. He said, why don't you come out to the farm and see me? So I did. He lives down at Frilton.
Yeah.
Went and seen him at the farm, and I booked my notice in on Monday.
Wow, okay, that's awesome.
For the place I was working at Laidlaw, which was a great company also. But yeah, I never looked back.
Good
home every night, making more money. And got to go into Toronto every day, the big smoke.
You probably, once you've done it every day, though, you probably plan out, you know when...
Oh, I know when to go and when not to
go. Yeah, or what roads or
yeah.
And with ways and stuff, you could probably avoid certain things. And...
Alrighty, we're going to fire back up again. We got a couple of new faces up here. Got my daughter, Tanya, and my son-in-law, Dwayne. Give them a big round of applause and a welcome. We're going to do a couple for you, then we're going to get our buddy Lance up to do one, then we'll get Earl back up.
Playing Heidelberg a little bit there for the last years, but then we all got older and said, Chris, we can't stay awake past 10 o'clock.
Till
10 o'clock.
Yep,
so we just said, you know what, let's do this thing over here at the Navy Club, and that's it.
Okay.
And the barbecues that we did, which we didn't have this year, all the pork barbecues, and a bunch of friends of ours had, you know, big functions, a couple, 300 people, and couldn't do it.
No,
because of this COVID thing.
Yeah.
And that's just so bad for so many reasons, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so as far as playing, that's all we got is up here.
Okay.
Well, that's all we want.
Yeah. That's okay, though, too.
And I'll be honest with you. This guy here didn't want to play no more. He figures he's not good enough to get up there. Well, this was back a few years ago when Paul called me up. I was actually in North Carolina driving my truck, and my phone rang, and it was Paul Cable. And we weren't really playing. We had retired. Oh, shit. 20 years ago? As the Chaparrals?
Okay.
For a while, yeah.
You know? And so we didn't play at all. And just dabbled a little bit. But Paul called me in and was about the rotten gun. And he said, would you play guitar for me? And I goes, yep. And he couldn't believe I said, yep. And all of a sudden, the air went dead. And I was going through all the hills and the Carolinas there, and I thought I lost the signal. I said, you still there, Paul? He goes, yeah, I don't know what to say. And I said, well, you asked me about playing. I said, yeah. He said, I can't believe you said yeah. I said, well, why'd you call me? You didn't think I'd say yeah. So that's how it started.
Okay.
So then I kind of did that for two reasons. Number one, I wanted to play again. I wanted to help Paul out.
Okay.
Paul's a good guy, and he's given back a lot to the St. Clemens community.
Yep.
And I wanted to get him back into it. Kind of through the back door.
Oh, that's, yeah,
so I thought it might make him a little jealous if I'm playing guitar for somebody else. And then all of a sudden he started creeping out and doing a couple of songs, and then all of a sudden then he was there.
That's great. Good.
Yep, it worked out good.
And oh, for sure.
I got how many more years out of you playing? Probably five for sure.
Five,
yeah.
And he's sitting right where he's sitting right there, and I was sitting here in this exact same spot. Mom was there, Lori was there, my wife. And he said to me, and this was probably 4 years ago, he said, well, he said, that's it. I'm quitting. I'm going to retire. That's it. I'm done. And I said to him, I said, oh, that's great. Super duper. I said, I can sell all my guitars and my amplifiers. I said, I can use the money. And he goes, I didn't mean you. I meant me. I said, well, Dad, we're a team. If you quit, I'm done too. So I got a couple more years over.
Yeah.
And he's still going.
Yes. Well, like I said, if it's just 1 month or once a month, you look forward to it, and it's not a it doesn't feel like a job.
No, that's why we quit playing the way we were playing, because with the Chaparrals, at the end, we were doing holy jeepers, Dad. Oh. What, 45 weeks out of the year?
At least. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And we always said, you know, we wanted to go out on a high note, which we did. And if it ever became a job, it was time to...
Yeah, for sure.
We all had jobs. We didn't need a second job.
Yep.
And that's why we made the decision.
Oh, yeah. When it's like that, like 45 weekends of the year, like you're missing family stuff.
Oh,
like anniversaries and parties.
Yeah.
And
yeah, missed a ton.
And you don't go for holidays.
I wish I was smarter than I am. Because if I'd have saved all that money, I'd have a lot more than I got, because we made decent money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
it was good. We we made some decent money.
Yeah, things have changed so much. Like once you couldn't smoke in the bars, and then drinking and driving really stepped up in the late 80s.
People like Paul. There's a guy that deserves every person that's in that bar and more, because gives what everybody wants to hear, but nobody just... No Heidelberg Hotel no more. Yep. Linwood Hotel no more.
Oh, yeah. Well, even in Air, the Queens.
Yeah.
And Blue Moon.
Yeah.
Blue Moon's a real shame. That was a great place.
Sure was. You guys with Diane played the...
In
the hall there. Yeah.
But there's... It's probably a million other small town bars.
Yeah. That, I played guitar with Diane. I actually... Yeah. I didn't quit. I just said... I felt bad because George Lonsbury was playing with her. I felt I took his place, and I didn't like that.
Was this way back?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was before you.
Okay.
Before you. I had a lot of fun with her. I could tell you some stories about her.
She was kind of like your dad, too. Like, I saw her calendars. Like, and she, same thing. She had 250-plus gigs a year.
Yeah.
And working full-time during the day.
Now, there's a girl I feel sorry for, because that's her life. And that was my dad's life. That's all he was doing, you know?
Yeah. Plus, well, even the homes. I think she was doing the seniors' homes a lot, too.
Yeah.
So you look forward to that stuff. And
And all of a sudden, there was gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for letting me interview. This is great.
Thank you. Our pleasure. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah. Learned a lot about you.
Yeah. Yeah, there's lots to know about that boy.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. Well, thanks a lot.
Well, another Carolina way back in the hill. Rainbow old bucket head on the sill. He grew white like another sun went down. He filled him with jug, then he passed it around. Mighty, mighty free, perfect on me. White lightning. The G-Man, the C-Man, the revenue is due. Looking for the place where he head is still. White lightning. My face turned blue. Well, the chief and the sheep and the revenue's due. Looking for a place where your head is still. They were looking at the book and the bucket of a white lady. I think I'm gonna taste that bubble stuff. He keep the bugs alone and then hang it back down. I heard him in the morning as he hit the ground. Money, money, please, help me. Ooh, ooh, white legged man. Here's a sheep and a sheep and a red on you is two. Thank you for the place where he had his tail. They were looking down the road, my papa kept the cooking. White legged man. Thank you.
Well, that's it for today's program. I hope you enjoyed the last two shows featuring Earl and Greg Fries and the Chaparrals over the years. Sure makes me miss getting dressed up, hopping in the car, and going out to hear some live music around town. Hopefully those days will be back soon. Going to leave off with a song from a singer-songwriter that I hope to have on the show soon. This is a track called Blue Eyes in the Morning, and it's written and recorded by Stuart McKee. Till next time, it's Steve Todd, and I thank you for tuning in to Musicians FAQ on 102.7 CKMS.
Blue eyes in the morning, tears that fall like rain, wearing out my welcome, but here I am again, begging for forgiveness, promising to change. Sorry that I caused you so much pain. Living with regrets, trying to hide the shame. Memories forget just who it was to blame. The days are growing shorter and time just moves too fast. Everything reminds me of the past. And there's a storm that's blowing out of here this morning. And there's a million places I should probably be. But I'm not leaving, in spite of all the warning. Because I still love you, and you still love me. Still love you, and you still love me.